Good afternoon. This is John Devaney, the board chair. It is 2 p.m. We'll call the June 10th meeting of the Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency Board of Directors to order. Will the clerk please confirm the roll?
John Devaney.
Present.
Steve Jones.
Here.
Jose Trevino. Amanda McKinney.
Present.
Brad Hill. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Were there any additions or deletions to today's agenda?
The agency has none.
Hearing none. We'll move into public comment. We will both have public comment and then a hearing on the budget. So public comment today, first just for issues separate from the budget. If there's any member of the public who wants to address the board on relevant business, you may do so now. We do ask that you limit your comments to 3 minutes and that you state your name for the record. Are there any members of the public who wish to comment at this time? Any public comments? Any public comments? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to our budget hearing. I will now formally call the opening of the hearing on the fiscal year 2022 budget. We will accept public testimony on the 2022 budget, which was reviewed in a study session at last month's meeting. Are there any members of the public who wish to testify on the proposed 2022 budget at this time? Are there any members wishing to offer of the public wishing to offer public testimony on the budget? Last call for any public testimony on the 2022 budget. Hearing no calls for public members to testify, I will close the public hearing on the fiscal year 2022 budget. Moving on to the consent agenda. Have all board members had a chance to review the study session summary, the board meeting summary, and the monthly activity reports all for May of 2021?
And yes.
Were there any questions or comments about those? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Commissioner McKinney, so moved.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there a second?
I will second.
Thank you, Dr. Jones. Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? I don't think so. Thank you. That motion is approved. Moving on to the regular agenda, Executive Director's Report, Mr. Hurley.
Yep. Good afternoon, board members, chairman, and anybody in the public, if anybody joined late. For my board report this month, you have the fourth quarter of calendar year 2020 air monitoring data quality assessment report. I didn't say much more about it because there's nothing really exceptional contained in it other than they note the shutting down of the 4th Street monitoring site here in Yakima due to the re-roofing project over there on the building. I'm moving on to my next item. The chairman asked me to provide some kind of updated guidance for conducting public board meetings. And as of the date of the release above, June 3rd, the governor has not rescinded or amended Proclamation 2028.15, which allows in-person meetings, provided the requirements for meetings within his miscellaneous venues guidance document is met. Those guidance criteria are masking, vaccinated, unvaccinated, and social distancing guidelines. That document prohibits in-person meetings in phase one, but allows optional in-person meeting components in phase two and three, subject to room capacity and public health requirements, as I stated prior. Yakima City Hall and the city facilities were reopened to the public on June 1st. However, city council meetings are continuing to be held virtually until the governor rescinds or amends his proclamation regarding public meetings. So basically, we traditionally take July off, and then we come back in August. And so hopefully by August, we'll have further guidance or direction from the governor's office. So I'll take a second here and pause if anybody has any questions of me on this subject. And hearing none, I'll continue on. Compliance and engineering report for complaints, NOVs, and AODs for the month of May. Again, the numbers are staying right down the mainstream, mainline average for the years. And as we move into the hot summer months, we'll see more dust complaints, obviously. The last talking point is air monitoring data for May 2021. Clearly nothing exceptional on those graphs. Subject to your questions, that will conclude my board report for the month of June.
Thank you. Keith, were there any questions? Okay, thank you. Hearing none, we'll move on to action items. Fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers for May.
Yes, so you have the fiscal reports for May. You have the May 2021 accounts payable and payroll authorizations that are enclosed for your approval. The BVA and supplemental income documents are included as usual as informational items. So we need you to accept and approve amendment action the May 2021 AP fiscal vouchers totaling $11,891.72 and the May 2021 payroll authorization totaling $58,079.55.
Is there a motion to approve and accept those?
Commissioner McKinney, so moved.
So moved. I second.
Great. Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstentions? Motion is approved. Thank you. Next action item, the proposed fiscal year 2022 budget and related resolutions. Keith, did you want to summarize those again for us?
Yeah, so my memo actually does a pretty good job of summarizing, so I'm respectfully submitting and recommending adoption of the proposed FY22 budget. My memo says 21. It is 22. That's an oversight we did not catch in both of those. In the amount of $1,294,739, the proposed budget includes allocations of $594,263 for base off salaries and benefits. It includes $11,500 for base operation supplies and $183,428 for base operation services. Some of the salient factors in the budget is it's about a 1.9% increase in total salaries and benefits over the FY2021 budget. In the study session, I already explained how that 1.9% increase is pretty much directly related to the increase in the director's pay. Base operation supplies remain at the FY2021 budgeted amount of $11,500. We have about a 3.8% increase in base operations and services over the FY2021 budget and about a 0.72% increase in the calendar year 2022 supplemental income per capita rate based solely on projected population. And we're not proposing any increase for permit fees. So if you turn to packet page number 86 of 97 and the red numbers on the top of the packet, you'll get to the very first resolution. And I'll turn it back to the board chair at this point because those are the resolutions that resolution 2021-03 is approving the FY22 employee salaries and employer contributions to employee health insurance. 2021-04 is approving the calendar year 2022 proportional shares of supplemental income assessment. And while I get my dry hands to turn the last page, resolution number 2021-05 adopts the FY fiscal year 2022 budget.
Great. Now, does it require separate votes on each of those resolutions, or can we take all three as a single motion? Do you recall?
I don't recall what we've done in years past, but I think that since we're on the phone this year, and I think we may have done it last year, that we would call for a motion on each individual one so that it's clear.
Very good. Was there any discussion of the budget before we take these three resolutions up? We've had opportunities to discuss them in study session, but I wanted to give you the last chance for any questions or comments.
I have none.
Okay. Hearing none, is there a motion to approve resolution 2021-03? That was the motion, that's the resolution relating to employee salaries and insurance contributions.
I move that we adopt resolution number 2021-03, approving the fiscal year 2022 employee salaries and employee contributions to employee health insurance.
Thank you, Dr. Jones. Is there a second?
Commissioner McKinney, second.
Thank you. It's been properly moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstentions? Hearing none, motion to approve the resolution 2021-03 is approved. Thank you. Resolution 2021-04, proposed.
I move we adopt. Sorry,
go ahead.
Would you like a motion, Mr. Chair?
Yes, yes, please.
I would like to move that we adopt resolution number 2021-04, approving CY 2022 supplemental income assessments.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Commissioner McKinney, second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed or abstentions? Hearing none, that resolution is approved. Thank you. Next, resolution 2021-05, approval of the fiscal year 2022 budget for the agency. Is there a motion to approve?
I move that we adopt resolution number 2021-05, adopting the fiscal year 2022 budget.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Commissioner McKinney, second.
Thank you, Commissioner. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed or abstentions? Hearing none, motion is approved. Resolution 2021-05 is approved. That concludes the budget-related resolutions, and we have a budget for the coming year. And is there any other business before the board at this time?
I would suggest that you discuss the July board meeting or the lack thereof.
Yes, thank you for that reminder. I would propose that we dispense with the July board meeting. Is there a motion to cancel a July board meeting and have our next board meeting in August?
Commissioner McKinney, so moved.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there a second?
And I will second.
Thank you, Dr. Jones. Properly moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed or abstentions? Hearing none, that motion is approved. We will meet next in August. Hopefully, by then, the governor will have followed through on plans to phase out some of these additional requirements with vaccination rates improving, and we will be able to meet in person in August, fingers crossed.
Commissioner McKinney, so moved.
I had a feeling that would get a strong second. is there any other business or any other announcements at this time?
The agency has none.
Okay, hearing none, we have concluded our business. And I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Commissioner McKinney, second.
We've been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We have concluded our business. Thank you, everyone. We are adjourned.
Thank you very much.